Another beautiful thing of your life. Not this question of Priya Krishna says, well, why doesn't she just go away, basically, and, you know, reveal to us.
No, I just want to understand what's the idea behind that, like, why is it made this way, like, what's the purpose? It's not like, no, no, it should be gone, no, it's just like, why is it happening like this? It's just very interesting.
Yeah. Yes, reason in Jagannatha Pandit explain it and beautifully explained. Krishna Bahirmukha. Yes. Then Jivas became Krishna Bahirmukha. He turned his back to Krishna. And immediately Maya is devotee of Krishna. And immediately she took this Jivas and started to explain to the Jivas that actually she is a servant of Krishna. So, and when Jiva understood this completely, then Maya will help him to relieve from his material world. It's not that Maya is our torturer, mm-hmm. It's not so. She is devotee. Mm-hmm. And actually, this is explained here in Navadvipa Mahatmya, that Maya started to complain to Gaura. Why I have such a service. Bad service? My service is really bad. And what is the reason? She asked, well, what is the reason? Why I should do it? Why I should keep this souls in illusion? So please explain me why I should do it. And Mahaprabhu explained that she is the shadow of Swarupa Shakti. And in like spiritual world, living his life is beautiful lila always in spiritual world. This always exists, and also this world is doing like shadow of spiritual world. This is Maya Hiyasta Jagatanda Shatani Sutta. Traikuni Rakeshaya Veda Vitayamana, Vitamihantam Alamati Jagat Tayasi, Vindavadi Purusham Tamaham Pajami. It's like shadow of real sin. The sin exists and shadow also exists. So that not something bad with material, this is the material world. So it's just like shadow. And Krishna also has special vilas in material world. So this material world is also for Krishna. but these jivas, they are Bahirmukha now. So they try to exploit this material world. And it's a bad condition of their consciousness. So, and Maya Devi, her service is to help jivas to develop their Krishna consciousness.
Jai.
Like the more one turns in towards Krishna, the less they notice all the falses of the material world. Does that mean that the more you concentrate on Krishna consciousness, then the less you see the false around yourself, like in the material world?
And sure. Yes. And Brahma said,
again
and
again.
Yes, by words and by actions. By thoughts, by heart, by everything, you have to devote Krishna. Then Maya have no power. If you do so, then Maya have no power. But she is so attractive. maybe 10% to Krishna and 90% to Maya. No, 50-50. Yeah. But no, 60-40.
Right.
And we start trading. Like Pahlu Maharaj said, Savai Vanik. Not Bhakta, but Vanik. Vanik means trader.
Yeah.
So you have to trade. Then actually Maya doesn't like it. Maya wants you to be 100% devotee. And if you really is, then Maya will help you to serve Krishna. Maya will live. But still, she offers something. It temptates us. Like in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, some level of universe, when Gopakumar attains this last
Mahakalapuram.
Mahakalapuram, yes. Then he saw Maya Devi herself. And she said, "Oh, you know my pati, you know my master. Oh, I have to show you." Gopakumar started running away. Yes, Prabhupada and other teachers described this as lost sablazan, temptation. Lost and most.
Last, yes.
Last right. Temptation.
Right.
Last temptation. Yeah,
right. Got the album.
Yeah. Very powerful temptation.
Right.
To be
master
God.
Of Maya.
Master
yeah.
of Maya.
Right.
And if you reject it, then actually you obtain bhakti. Bhakti world. And Maya will be happy.
Right.
Because she suffers. Yeah. So many jivas, and I have to temptate them to make them to be under illusion. So, and if someone relieved from Maya, she is happy. She is devotee. And so she is a disciple of Kridas Thakur.
Yes. Right. John. Yes. Right.
But she is strict. But Star Maharaj and our teachers say us actually reality is friend. Reality is our friend. It's not our enemy. Reality is our friend. So every lesson is good lesson for us. No enemies around. Only friends. We can consider them like enemies. But not by actually they are friends. And so great souls like Vasudeva Datta and others, they worship anyone. And Kritaskara Goswami, they consider themselves as a senior, fallen soul, but everyone good. I am most fallen of the fallen, but everyone is devotee of Krishna. That's their vision, like this. It's very difficult to really, not theoretically, but really, to develop such a vision. It's very, very difficult. And Saraswati Thakur also had this type of vision. So it was a problem for him to preach. He just didn't see anyone who is need to preach you. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "Oh, you have to be Mayavadi, such a personalist, so go preach." And he started preaching. And he accepted mood externally of Madhyama Thikari. But he not became Madhyama Thikari. He just externally accepted his mood. But internally, he was such a sublime soul.
Okay, came down for the service necessity.
Mm. Mm. Sure, yes, only for the service. And she say, "You are not my disciples, you are my masters. Mm. I am your disciple, you are my masters." Sometimes he bowed down before. And Srila Star Maharaj said, I decided not to bow to Saraswati Thakur. Because he is bowing an answer. Dasu Ham. Someone worship and Saraswati Thakur, Dasu Ham. Star Maharaj decided, I do not bow because I don't want him to bow and then in answer. He is such a beautiful soul, Saraswati Thakur. He is not what I am your teacher, not like this. His mood was, I am your servant. It's my service to explain you. Even chastise you, etc. It's my service. But sorry, but it's my service. I have to do it. Actually, I am not your teacher, but my master ordered me. Mahaprabhu also said, Krishna upadesh, yaratah tarikah, yaratah tarikah, Krishna upadesh, amara ajnaya guru. He ordered it. this. So only because of this. Otherwise, great saints, they see everyone as a great soul, servant of Krishna. They vision. Actually, it's true. Everyone is servant of Krishna. Jivara Svarupa Hoya Krishna Sadasa. So we have no other Svarupa. We have no Svarupa of Ukrainian, Russian, etc. Or programmer, designer, artist. We have no such Svarupa. We have only one Svarupa, Krishna Svarupa. Only one. So means that actually we are all Krishna Svarupa already, eternally. But temporary, we accept this mood of enjoyer, etc. in this material world. But only for some time. But this great soul, they do not perceive this time and space. They perceive spiritual world, spiritual reality. So actually, no Maya. Everything is good. Everything is good, actually, in supreme reality. So from absolute point of view, everything is good. Absolute point of view, but we are still in relative conditions. So relatively, we can consider, yes, I have dry, I have to follow my sadhana, I have my service, relatively. We are now in relative world. So we will not say, oh, everything is good, so I don't do anything. So everything is good, so go! It's not like this. No. Как это называется? Breaking bad. Because if everything is good, then breaking bad. not that our teachers want. They want us to go to Krishna. So sadhana, service, changing holy name. But ultimately, of course, everything is good. We have to come to this state of consciousness. Finally, maybe. Kabi Habi Bolu Sidinama, maybe one day. But Maya is not torturer. He is not bad guy. He is good guy. He is policeman. But policeman is a good guy. Not bad, not bad fun. Not Russian policeman. Some ideal policeman.
Yeah, those policemen who are not corrupted.
Yes,
they are good.
Yes, yes. She's not corrupted.
Yes,
she is
not corrupted. She is servant of Krishna. Everyone is servant of Krishna. Shiva is servant. Kali is servant. Everyone is servant. It's black woman, very fairies, also servant of Krishna. No devil.
Yes.
Only devil is our ego. It's only devil. We have to conquer this devil, our ego. And then, if our ego is conquered, then everyone is good. Everything is good around us. Because Mahaprabhu is supremely beautiful. Nothing bad in his lila. Beautifulest, sweetest, magnanimous. His nature. And his adopt and his lila is eternal. It means no death, no disease in his lila. It was not possible. It's not material. Like nightmare, something like nightmare.
How horrible! I'm pierced and tortured into pieces, etc. How horrible!
Actually, everything is good. It was not that nightmare. So this world is like the white nightmare. All this world around us. So, from our point of view, actually, because we are sleeping, But if we awake, then everything is good. The soul is good. Everything is good. Just we have to awake ourselves. So Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Puri, Kota Nidra Jao Maya, Pisha Chirakori. You are sleeping. Yes, you are sleeping. Krishna Namashu Da Kuriya Panju Dao Bhakati Vinoda Prabhu. So please, souls, release the nectar of holy name. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda will be very, very happy. You will save his life if you release the, finally obtain this nectar of holy name. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda will be happy. So, with us. Jai Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki
Jai. Shri Bhaktivinoda Gandhi Maharaj Ki Jai. And today is Shri Bhakti Sevan Rishikesh
Maharaj's
appearance day.
Sure.
He's another of our very wonderful Russian sannyasis. He's staying in Abkhazia, which was a country I never heard of, but it's next to Georgia and next to Russia. Very, I've never been there, but very beautiful. Bhakti Lalita went there also. She described it as very beautiful on the shores of the northern shores of the Black Sea and mountains and people taking their cows along the streets with their. So he stays in a temple there and preaches there and throughout the world. So we're remembering him today, our dear Rishikesh Maharaj. And okay, and then we'll finish because the group has to cross the river and go home on the other side. So you can sing Hare Haraya Namah Krishna. Take it away.